a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
South Dakota Senate will come to order, and leading us in our prayer today, we're blessed to have Pastor Brad Urbach. And leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag is Corwin Coldman from the great city of Montrose.
We pray. Holy and gracious Father, creator of all good and perfect gifts, we thank you for this rather warm and sunny day. It spurs us on to good discussion and meaningful legislation. We thank you for the men and women of this Senate who tackle society's cliffs, the cliffs of violence, fiscal responsibility, genuine social justice, sound education. Bless them on this Friday as they go about their session. Be with them as they travel to their homes. May they enjoy some needed rest. May they have meaningful dialogue with those they represent, and most of all, Father, quality time with their families. This I pray in my Lord's most precious name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein, Bagalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Ewing, Frericks, Heineman, Holeen, Hunhoff, Jensen, Johnston, Jones, Kirkaby, Krebs, Lederman, Lucas, Maher, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Umdahl, Otten, Peters, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Sohol, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Van Gerpen, Valley, Welke, White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 11th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Corey Brown, Chair.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Welcome to those listening on the Internet or watching over South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and we'd like to welcome you who are here visiting your state capitol and your Senate. It's a great privilege. I'd like for us all to recognize, though, that every day while we're in session, we're privileged to have individual physicians donate their time to take care of us, and they leave their patients behind, and others pick up their patient load, but it's a real great service that the physicians and the South Dakota Medical Association put together for us. And we're really grateful today to have Dr. Martin Christensen from the Mitchell Clinic and his wife, is it Cindy? Is that correct? Welcome to both of you, and thank you. I said this yesterday, but if you have any HIPAA-violating information on Valley, let us know. We always need the leverage. Thanks, Doc. Communications, ma'am.
December 7, 2012, from the Honorable Dennis Dugard. Pursuant to provisions of Chapter 41(2) of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Gary D. Jensen, Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. This appointment is effective January 10, 2013, and shall continue until January 10, 2016. December 7, 2012. From the Honorable Dennis Dugard. Pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 41(2) of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed James C. Spies, Coddington County, Watertown, South Dakota, to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. This appointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 10, 2016. December 19, 2012, from Dennis Dugard, Governor. Pursuant to the provisions of Section 427A17 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Charles M. Turbeville, Lawrence County, Deadwood, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Lottery Commission. This appointment is effective January 8, 2013 and shall continue until January 1, 2016. From Dennis Dugard, Governor, pursuant to the provisions of Section 427A17 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Brent T. Dykstra, Stanley County, Fort Pierce, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Lottery Commission. This appointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 1, 2015. February 2012, from Governor Dugard, pursuant to the provisions of Section 427A17 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Roger P. Novotny, Stanley County, Fort Pierce, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Lottery Commission. This appointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 1, 2015. From Governor Dugard, February 17, 2012, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 2413 of South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed William R. Grody, Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. This appointment is effective February 18, 2012, and shall continue until January 18, 2016. Again, from Governor Dugard, April 5, 2012, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 116H of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Robert A. Wharton, Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority. This appointment is effective immediately and shall continue until April 9, 2014. February 2, 2012, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 512 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I've reappointed Tom Graham, Minnehaha County, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Building Authority. This appointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 18, 2016. Sincerely, Dennis Skugard. January 3, 2013, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 4018 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Lila Hutchison, Shannon County, Wounded Knee, South Dakota, to the State Brand Board. This appointment is effective January 7, 2013 and shall continue until January 4, 2016. Sincerely, Dennis Dugard. January 3, 2013, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 4018 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Wanda J. Blair, Meade County, Vail, South Dakota, to the State Brand Board. This appointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 4, 2016. Sincerely, Dennis Dugard. June 14, 2012, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1349 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Patrick L. Weber, Clay County, Vermilion, South Dakota, to the State Board of Regents. This appointment is effective immediately and shall continue until July 1, 2014. Sincerely, Dennis Dugard.
Do you have them recorded? What's this one? That's the one you're sending. Yeah, I know it. Are you? Okay, you have that.
These are appointments, and for those who are listening or watching, these appointments need advice and consent of the Senate in accordance with Constitution and state law. The President Pro Tem has assigned the Game, Fish, and Parks, Gary Jensen, suggested appointment to Ag, the Game, Fish, and Parks of James Spies to Ag. To Commerce is Charles Turboville for Lottery. Lottery Commission for Brent Dykstra's Commerce. For Roger Novotny for Lottery Commission Commerce. Judiciary will receive the requested appointment of William Grody from Pennington County for Board of Pardons and Paroles. Dr. Robert Wharton to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority will be reviewed by the Commerce Committee. Also to the Commerce Committee, Tom Graham for the reappointment of the South Dakota Building Authority. Lila Hutchinson's appointment to the State Brand Board has been referred to Agriculture and Natural Resources. Wanda Blair of Meade County for the Brand Board appointment request to Agriculture and Natural Resources. And Patrick Weber of Clay County reappointment to South Dakota Board of Regents to the Education Committee. Thank you, ma'am. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bill 63 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Corey Brown, Chair. The Committee on Transportation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 53 and 78 and recommends do pass. Mike Valley, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 103 and recommends do pass consent. Deb Soholt, Vice Chair. The Committee on State Affairs reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1066 and recommends do pass, Senate Bill 84 and recommends do pass amended, and Senate Bill 81, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Larry Roden, Chair.
Thank you for your patience. We're moving some items around up here. Messages, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith HCR 1003, which has been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk. Mr. President, I have the honor to return herewith Senate Bill 63, which has passed the House without change. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk. Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bill 1004, 1034, 1074, 1079, 1110, and 1112, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions, please.
Senator Olson moves that HCR 1001 and HCR 1002 be deferred to Monday, January 28th, the 13th legislative day.
All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. They are deferred.
Senator Olson moves that Senate Bill 83 be placed to precede Senate Bill 41 on today's calendar.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Senator Brown moves that Senate Bill 176 be referred from the Committee on Appropriations to the Committee on Ag and Natural Resources.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
A concurrent resolution number 1003 commending the Nation of Israel for its cordial relationship with the United States and with the State of South Dakota.
President waives a referral to committee, and we place House Concurrent Resolution 1003 on the calendar for Monday, the 13th, legislative day. Thank you. Consideration of committee reports, please.
Senator Olson moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Education on Senate Bill 76 is found on page 194 of the Senate Journal. Also, appropriations on Senate Bill 18 is found on page 195 of the Senate Journal. Also, appropriations on Senate Bill 19 is found on page 195 of the Senate Journal. Also, Ag and Natural Resources on Senate Bill 59 is found on page 197 of the Senate Journal. Be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Before we get to the next order of business, we have a number of guests that have joined us today as well. And we'd like to, on behalf of Senators Brown and Wilkie, we have Mr. and Mrs. Jerry Fisher, who are lifetime educators from Faulkton. Is that correct? Lifetime. That's excellent. In Faulkton? Great. Thank you. Jarvis Brown was a very, very good person to me and others here. So welcome. Thank you for visiting. We'd also like to welcome a very special group of individuals up here. They've made one mistake today, though, I could tell. And it was based on your leaders. For some reason, you started over in the House. Is that correct? Okay, well, note next year you would come here first, okay? Anyway, it's so glad to have you here. This is South Dakota Advocacy's group every year. Robert, how many years? 21 years. They started what's called Partners in Policymaking. These individuals are people who are advocating for people of all needs, those of special and other needs and capabilities. And they learn about the process, and then we have a mock hearing process. We had that today, and there's proponents and opponents, and it's always special for us. Senator Valley joined me and Representative Slaw and Representative Hawks in testimony today on four bills, and everyone did just a great job. So we welcome you to your South Dakota Senate. We're so appreciative that you came, and especially to South Dakota Advocacy for having such a phenomenal program. Welcome to your South Dakota Senate. Have a shout out for Amethyst. That's an inside joke. We'll tell you later. Okay, we now have what's called first reading of Senate bills. It'll look sort of strange because we're just going to read the titles up here in the front. I shouldn't say we, but Madam Secretary is. She's going to read the title. Well, we've got Carolyn. And what we have to do is read the numbers and the titles so people know what the bills were and the numbers and where we assign them. So please proceed.
Goodbye. We'll miss you.
Senate Bill 197, an act to revise the calculation of the small school adjustment in the state age education formula. Senate Bill 198, an act to revise the membership of the Judicial Qualifications Commission. Senate Bill 200, an act to revise certain provisions concerning campaign finance. Senate Bill 201, an act to remove the requirement that fluoride be added to municipal water supplies. Senate Bill 199, an act to exempt all property used for educational purposes from taxation. Senate Bill 202, an act to provide for the creation of a pilot program for public charter schools.
President Pro Tem makes the following assignments announced by the President of Agriculture and Natural Resources, Senate Bill 192, Appropriations 191, 193, and 196, Commerce 195, Education 194 and 202, Local Government 201, State Affairs 197, 198, 200, and to Taxation, Senate Bill 199, first reading of House.
House Bill 1034, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the procedure for setting petroleum examination and testing specifications and methods. House Bill 1074, an act to define the insurer's responsibilities concerning health insurance policies for newborns or newly adopted children. House Bill 1079, an act to increase the fee for certain property tax deeds. House Bill 1110, an act to provide for openness in certain electronic record databases and to open certain information regarding electronic record systems. House Bill 1112, an act to clarify the application of certain open meetings provisions to certain three-member public boards. House Bill 1004, an act to provide for the award of treble damages in certain surface depredation cases.
Thank you. House Bill 1004 is assigned to Agriculture and Natural Resources. Commerce receives House Bill 1034, Judiciary 1074, Local Government 1079, and State Affairs House Bills 1110, 1112. We're on to our consent calendar. These are items that passed out of the House Committee, the Senate Committee unanimously. This is a no-debate calendar. The bills could be pulled for debate if they wish, but questions may be asked, and we vote on these together. We have quite a few of them. Will you proceed with our consent calendar, please, Madam Secretary?
Senate Bill 75, an act to adopt updated guidelines for the evaluation of permanent impairment in connection with workers' compensation claims. Senate Bill Number 14, an act to repeal certain provisions regarding the Automated Library System Fund. Senate Bill 110, an act to provide for the release of certain military records of deceased veterans. Senate Bill 32, an act to revise the provisions under which the Bureau of Administration may enter into contracts for insurance and reinsurance. Senate Bill No. 57, an act to define a biodiesel producer and bulk plant operator and revise certain statutory references, and to make certain form and style changes regarding motor fuel taxation. Senate Bill 89, an act to limit the liability of retail dealers in petroleum products under certain conditions.
Thank you. Senate Bill 75, 14, 110, 32, 57, 89, having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Any questions from the senators on any of these bills? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 75, 14, 11, 110, 32, 57, and 89. Those in favor of passage will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll, please.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bogalka, excused. Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell, excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Ferrix.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Pauline.
Aye.
Hunhoff, excused. Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters, excused. Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are ayes 31, excused 4.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Senate Bill 75, 14, 110, 32, 57, and 89, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are all hereby declared passed. Any questions on any of these titles? Hearing none, the titles approved. Second reading.
Senate Bill 83, an act to designate Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day as a working holiday.
Senate Bill 83, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Mr. President. Senator Holeen, it looks like you have one new member to your and Senator Valley's club.
We keep growing by one every week, and there's a room for one more next week.
It's amazing. You have a goal?
35 members.
Okay. Please proceed.
I don't see why not.
Thanks.
Shoot for unanimous.
That's why we like you. Please proceed.
I did get some derision from some of my colleagues who said, please don't let Holeen speak today with that bow tie on. So, but
well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate, those listening across the state of South Dakota. Senate Bill 83 is an act to recognize one day out of every calendar year as a working holiday to celebrate Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. At the surface, this may look like a little bill, but it's a little bill that means a lot to a whole lot of people. If you could have been in testimony when this bill was heard, you would have seen and heard and been moved by the testimony of over 30 veterans who came and testified and expressed their gratitude at just even having the chance to talk. And that was one thing that almost every one of them said, is for decades now, they felt that they couldn't even talk about their service in Vietnam because when they got home, they were derided, they were accused, they were spat upon. There was no recognition for their service, and they've lived with that ever since, and they've just felt that they've never had a chance to talk about it. And so this committee meeting, if nothing else, gave them the chance to talk, and all of them expressed their gratitude at having the chance to talk, when in fact it should be us who express our gratitude to them for having served. We heard about a man whose brother died, who said that up until a couple years ago, until the Vietnam Veterans of America got formed, he could never talk about it. We heard it from another man who said that he saw things that no man should ever see, and he did things that no man should ever do. But even then, he said, now I can at least talk about it. Even with my friends who served in that war, we never even had a chance to talk amongst each other about this. Now, the date that was selected is March 30th.
The date that they technically left was March 29th. That's technicality. But because of the international dateline, they arrived back home on March 30th. But if you could have talked with these Vietnam veterans, you could know that, in a sense, they never really got home. Many of them said that they never really got a homecoming. There was no parades. There was no honor thrown for them. And so all they're asking is just one day to call their own, one day to get together with each other and share an experience that I think that they'd rather not have lived through, but they can't forget. If you could have been also in that committee hearing, you would have seen in the back of the room, there happened to be a couple high school government classes in the room, dozens of kids. And at the end of the testimony, these high schoolers broke out in spontaneous applause. It's the first time I've ever seen it in a committee hearing. It was not only the most emotional committee hearing I've ever heard, it was also the first time I've ever seen applause. And I think these high school kids got it right. They wanted to show how grateful they were. And right now, South Dakota has a chance to be, I think, the first state in the nation to show our gratitude to these Vietnam veterans. We may be the first state in the nation to actually recognize March 30th as Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. And it's just a small sign of what we can do to show our gratitude. It's the right thing to do, and it's long overdue, Mr. President. So I would urge you to all support Senate Bill 83. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 83. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bogalka. Excused. Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell. Excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Frericks.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunhopf. Excused. Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters. Excuse. Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are ayes 31, 4 excused.
Senate Bill 83, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? The title's approved.
Senator Olson moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred to Monday, January 28th, the 13th legislative day.
All those in favor of the deferral motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senator Lederman, you have a presentation.
Mr. President, each year we come to this Capitol, and as time goes by, technology changes, and it changes rather quickly. As we can see this year, we have been introduced to using tablets, iPads, and other PC tablets, and it is difficult for a lot of our members to be caught up with all the intricacies of learning the technology and being able to master it so that we're able to look at these bills and stay up to date on all the information that passes by. One of the people that came this year to help us with understanding the technology and keeping our laptops up to date and our tablets running is Stephanie Uher. And I would like to take this time to present her with this certificate of appreciation in recognition of the outstanding service she's given to the 2013 South Dakota Legislature as the Senate Legislative Computer Intern.
Thank you, Stephanie. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to echo the congratulatory remarks offered by the good senator from Lincoln and Union Counties. And I'd like to take it a step further and to point out that this is actually Stephanie's third year that she's been here. It's like she's grown up over the last 3 years with us, and I certainly appreciate it. I appreciate it even more so that, unlike her predecessor of last year, she didn't erase everything that I had on my computer for the last 3 years. And a little known fact, she's not only fast at helping us solve our technology problems in the first 3 weeks of session, she's also fast on the track. She runs for Dakota State University in the 6 and the 800. She runs on the 4x4 meter relay team and the 4x8 meter relay team. And just 3 weeks ago, in the middle of getting us all ready out here, she got second place in the indoors down at Dort. And so she's fast and smart, and we really do appreciate all the help you've given us over the years, Stephanie.
That's great. Thanks. On top of that, I'm sure you're a Lederman Twitter follower, aren't you?
No, you blocked him, didn't you? I can tell. The president, under constitutional requirement, has a couple of bills to sign and must be signed in open session. President signing an act to revise certain requirements for certified public accountant firms licensed in South Dakota, and that's Senate Bill 63. President signing an act to codify legislation enacted in 2012, and that's House Bill 1008. And the President signing House Bill 1009, an act to correct an error in the recreational vehicle title statute. Announcements for Monday. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appropriations Joint Committee will be meeting Monday morning, 8 o'clock till 12. We will have the Board of Regents. All are welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate State Affairs, Monday morning, 10 o'clock, 414.
10 o'clock. Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Transportation, 8 o'clock. Thank you.
Monday, 8 o'clock. Further announcements? Any other announcements? Madam Secretary, you're up.
Senator Johnston moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Safe travels, everyone. Thank you.